My spiritual advisor cautioned me to watch the news only for a half an hour in the morning and a half an hour in the evening, because I was telling him that watching the news made me rather upset. Talking over top of each other, yelling at each other from one person to another to get their point across, the hypocrisy and the double standards, the lack of human respect for one another just gets me after a while. And sometimes even I can't make it through the whole half hour. To my sadness, there's grown a lack of civility and respect in our culture. The issues of New York and their horrific laws of infanticide, what some people will call it better health care, or the person who didn't like what somebody else was speaking about on a college campus and they beat them up in their face. What are we becoming? In my opinion, it all starts with God. In our first reading this evening from the book of Exodus, we hear this great revelation that God displays before Moses, the burning bush, this dramatic scene. And Moses wants to go and see what this is all about. But God tells him, "Come no further. Take your sandals off of your feet. You are now standing on holy ground." There's a call, or more of a demand, for reverence, respect, and awe before the presence of God. When I was in the Army, I had another priest chaplain who I would meet with every once in a while, and we were talking about our days in seminary. And he said that he had one professor that when he came into class, he would kneel during his presentation, during the presentation of his lecture. And I said, "Why was that?" He says, "The priest felt that what he was talking about was so holy and profound that he should be on his knees." I said, "Well, what did you do?" He says, "We all got on our knees. And for the hour and 15 minutes, we knelt on our knees, taking notes and listening to the lecture. Even in my better days, I don't think I could kneel that long." If you're following in the Missalette in our first reading this evening, you'll see the word "Lord" spelled out in all capital letters. It's not done for emphasis. For the Jewish people, when God gives them Moses the word "I am," his name, they think it's too holy to write out. So they write it out in Hebrew, but they leave out the vowels so that you can't pronounce it. So that we can understand what they're talking about, we use the word "Lord." But when it's all capitalized, they're using the proper name of our Lord God. It's to show that reverence and respect, that with the name of God, there's a holiness to it, and it shouldn't be something so casual. Now, in my 27 years now of priesthood, I've been to a variety of parishes, both for an assignment or to help fill in or to give talks. And so a lot of people know who I am, but there's a ton of people I have no idea who they are. And so sometimes I'll be somewhere and somebody says, "Hey, Father Dave." And I think, "I have no idea who you are." I go, "Hi." In that moment, and it's not to be disrespectful or anything, it's in that moment, they have an advantage over me. They know who I am, but I don't know them. And for the Israelites, for the Jewish people, nobody has an advantage over God. And so you never use that name casually. It's always said very respectfully and never pronounced clearly. Later in the book of Exodus, God will give the first commandment that we are to love the Lord God above everything else, so we cannot have anything else as gods before us. And the second commandment is to respect his name, not to profane his holy name. To blaspheme the name of God or of Jesus causes great distress. And it's the only commandment that when we blaspheme, there comes a curse. And the fourth commandment is the only commandment that we have where God gives a blessing when we honor our parents. So if there's not a reverence for God, If there's no reverence or respect for the divine will, his presence here at Mass in the Holy Eucharist, how we treat our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, do we genuflect to him when we come in? Do we keep that hour fast except for water and medicine? So coffee, flavored waters, chewing gum, breaks that hour fast and keeps us from going to communion. If there's no respect for God or for Christ or for what is holy, well, then why should I show respect to anybody else? I treat people the way I want to treat people. I want my things. And if I have no respect for God and I have no respect for anybody else, then I probably wouldn't show any respect to the life within a womb, to understand that that is a human being. And every human being conceived from conception to the natural end, all has value and dignity and worth, and there is a reverence for life itself, because every one of us is created in the image and likeness of God. And if we forget that, then we are going down a very slippery slope, and I fear that we are. In the gospel today, people bring some scenario about people who were killed in Galilee, and Jesus says, it's not because they sinned that they were being that happened. It's not like if I fell down the steps, well, God's punishing me for some sin I committed. Things happen. But the moment we should look from this is to say, am I living my life right? Am I living my life in accordance to God's will? Is he first in my life? And if not, this is the time to repent, to turn away from those things that are distracting us from God, and to return with loving reverence to the Lord. And with the Israelites not saying the Lord's name, how more important it is that God, Jesus tells us that we can call God our Father. That the intimacy now he brings to us as children of God. And we are called to live as children of God, coming to become in the presence of our Father who loves us. And we owe that respect, that love and devotion. So now as we approach this third week of Lent, we can look at our prayer, our fasting, and our acts of charity, and to remember that we're not doing it just to do it, but that we're doing it out of love for someone who has loved us so greatly that he spared not his only son, but gave him up for all of us so that we could have that union, that respect, and reverence for the God who created us.